all three. A great uproar occurred, and some scribes belonging to the Pharisee party stood up and sharply argued, "We find nothing wrong with this man. Suppose a spirit or an angel has spoken to him." The dispute was so serious that the commander, afraid that Paul would be torn to pieces by them, ordered his troops to go down and rescue Paul from their midst and take him into the compound. The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage, for just as you have borne witness to my cause in Jerusalem, so must you also bear witness in Rome." The word of the Lord. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, "My Lord are you, O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup. You it is who hold fast my lot." Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Therefore, my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. You will show me the path to life, fullness of joys in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. May they all be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you. That the world may believe that you sent me, says the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, "I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them." the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever I hear this particular gospel or the gospels that carry this theme of this gospel present, something that always comes to my heart is the word unity. And for me personally, I have the type of character that my personal motto sometimes is, can't we all just get along? And I wish that that would be the case many times, because I find that not all human beings seem to ascribe to that same type of motto. And in fact, it seems more and more that the spirit of division seems to reign more and more in our world, and unfortunately, even within our church as well. And I think many times when we talk about this theme of unity, we approach it from the wrong angle, the wrong perspective, the wrong starting point. And that this gospel especially is trying to help us to understand where true unity comes from. True unity comes from where we ourselves seek to unite ourselves to God. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, was perfectly united with God the Father, the first person of the Trinity. And the early church acted as one to the extent to which each member of the church sought to unite themselves to Christ and to do the will of their Heavenly Father in their lives. That is where the spirit of unity in the church always comes from. So whenever we see disunity in the church, what's important for us is to repeat the proper steps. First, to say for ourselves, how am I seeking to conform myself to Christ, to follow the will of the Father in my life, and to pray that others will also choose to follow the will of our Heavenly Father in their own lives and conform themselves to Christ as well. It's good for us to sometimes ask, when we see division or people who think or feel differently, do we pray in that particular way? And that is what God is calling each of us to do, to help bring about more of a spirit of unity within our church and in the world. Now invite you to please stand as we offer our petitions before our Almighty God.
That all clergy may be strengthened and edified by the prayers of the church throughout the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That warring nations in every corner of the earth may be led by the Holy Spirit to strengthen their efforts to seek peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That those confined to hospitals or nursing homes may find joy in the visits of family and friends, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That our faith community may grow in faith, hope, and love, transformed by grace to a life of discipleship, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That those who have died in the hope of resurrection may realize eternal life with the risen Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. We pray for all those other special intentions we hold in our hearts. We pray to the Lord. Almighty Father, we continue to lift up in prayer all those in Evalde who continue to mourn for their consolation, for their healing. And we ask all these things through Christ our Lord. Bless you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Bless you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. Pray, brothers and sisters, and my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Graciously sanctify these gifts, O Lord, we pray, and accepting the oblation of this spiritual sacrifice, make of us an eternal offering to you. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for the Lord Jesus, the King of Glory, conqueror of sin and death, ascended to the highest heavens as the angels gazed in wonder, mediator between God and man, judge of the world and Lord of hosts, he ascended not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident of following where he, our head and founder, has gone before. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it,
For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, and Joe, our Bishop, and all the clergy, remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, dona nobis pacem.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.